And here he is, Raphael Kubelik, to conduct the Chicago Symphony. And by the way, members of the orchestra are applauding him as he comes on stage to conduct the Chicago Symphony in the Masonic funeral music, Maurische Trauermusik, Kirchel 477 by Mozart.
Thank you.
Maurische Trauermusik, Masonic Funeral Music by Mozart, in the Kirchel Catalog of Mozart Works number 477. Opening this all-Mozart concert by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Rafael Kubelik, conducting. And the applause returns Maestro Kubelik to center stage, as he did when the music stopped and the applause started, asks the members of the Chicago Symphony to stand with him. Broadcasts of Chicago Symphony concerts are productions of WFMT Chicago. The last of Mozart's symphonies, the C major symphony known as the Jupiter, was written with two others, the E flat, number 39, and the G minor, number 40, during a 6-week period from June 26th to August 10th of 1788. The origin of the name Jupiter has not been explained. The symphony, notes Aaron Parsons, is a major achievement in its blend of intricate musical techniques with a penetrating personal expression. The ease with which Mozart turned the most complicated facets of the harmonic contrapuntal technique of his time into the most beautiful and expressive of symphonic compositions is still to be marveled at with every performance of the work. The symphony is in four movements, the first marked Allegro Vivace, the second Andante Cantabile, the third the minuet marked Allegretto, and the fourth and final movement Allegro Molto. Once more, our guest conductor, Rafael Kubelik, will hear the Mozart Jupiter Symphony, number 41 in C major, Kirchel 551, the Chicago Symphony. Thank you. Jupiter Symphony, Mozart's last symphony, the symphony number 41 in C, in the Pertl catalog of Mozart works number 551. Performed by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Rafael Kubelik conducting. By the way, during his years as music director of this orchestra, Maestro Kubelik recorded two Mozart symphonies with this orchestra, numbers 34 and 38. Here he is once more, and again the members of the Chicago Symphony stand with him. There is a recording of the Jupiter Symphony with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Fritz Reiner conducting for RCA. We've been speaking of Maestro Kubelik as, of course, a former music director of the Chicago Symphony. He is at present and has been since 1961 the music director and conductor of Munich's principal orchestra, the Bayerischer Rundfunk, the Bavarian Radio Orchestra. He's led the orchestra on extensive tours throughout Europe and several times to North America, too. Here he is once more, Raphael Kubelik. Shakes hands with our co-concertmaster, Samuel Maggot, in first chair this week, Victor Ate in second chair, and then asks the entire orchestra to stand with him. Mr. Kubelik has held a number of important posts. When he was very young, he was music director and conductor of the Czech Philharmonic. That was in 1936, and he held that position until 1948. From 1939 to 41, he was also a music director of the Opera House in Brno. In 48, though, following the coup d'etat, he left Czechoslovakia and since has not revisited his native land. He served as music director of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, London, from 1955 to 58. He also was music director of the Metropolitan Opera, the first to hold that post. And here he is once more, Raphael Kubelik. Maestro Kubelik, too, by the way, is a composer. He has written several operas and a variety of instrumental works. In August 1962, he conducted the first performance of his Requiem, a work for orchestra, chorus, and baritone solo, dedicated to the memory of his first wife. We are very early into the new 1980-81 series of broadcasts of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and at this point in our broadcasting, we'd like to remind you that you can have a complete schedule of upcoming programs for these radio concerts, for the asking, and of course, at no charge. You can write for the information if you'd like, or if you wish, there's an 800 number you can call, and right now if you wish, toll-free, to receive your copy, along with information about becoming a radio member of the Chicago Symphony, with such privileges as special recordings of the orchestra not available commercially. We'd like to give you the phone numbers to get those concert schedules. If you live in Illinois, dial 800 for the toll-free, and then 972-7204. Anywhere else in the country, dial 800, then 621-0370. If you're writing for the information, write to Orchestra Hall, Chicago, Illinois, 60604. Broadcasts of Chicago Symphony Orchestra concerts, heard on the Amoco Chicago Symphony Orchestra Radio Network, are productions of WFMT Chicago. Our soloists on this occasion are to be soprano Lucia Pop, mezzo-soprano Mira Zakai, tenor Alexander Oliver, and bass Malcolm King. The Chicago Symphony Chorus, in this instance, prepared by its assistant director, James Winfield. Our guest conductor is Raphael Kubelik. And here he is, joined, of course, by our four soloists. The soloists are, by the way, in with the chorus. They are not out front with the conductor, but at the front of the chorus, in effect, behind the orchestra. We'll have the Mozart Coronation Mass, the C major, Purple 317, Raphael Kubelik conducting.
Thank you.
The Mozart Coronation Mass, the Mass in C major, Kirchhoff 317, performed by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and its chorus, Raphael Kubelik conducting, our soloist, soprano Lucia Pop, mezzo-soprano Mira Zakai, tenor Alexander Oliver, bass Malcolm King. The chorus prepared by its assistant director, James Winfield. Maestro Kubelik went back to the chorus where the soloists are standing right in front of the chorus and shook hands with each one individually, then came forward and asked the members of the Chicago Symphony to stand with him. And again, he salutes each of the soloists as they come down, as they're all walking off stage. He stood by waiting for them to come by the chorus, then he left the stage after they had gone. Lucia Pop has performed a number of times with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and has, in fact, recorded with this orchestra, with Sir George Schulte conducting for London Records. The others are all making their Chicago Symphony debuts, mezzo-soprano Mira Zakai, tenor Alexander Oliver, and bass Malcolm King. And here once more are our four soloists, center stage with Maestro Kubelik and James Winfield, who prepared the chorus. And soloists and chorus are being warmly applauded by the members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And the soloists all turn now toward the chorus, and they are applauding them. Maestro Kubelik salutes them. The members of the Chicago Symphony still applauding. Now Maestro Kubelik comes forward and asks the orchestra to stand, too. Mira Zakai is Jerusalem-born. She is appearing, as we say, in this concert with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And later this same season, she will be recording the Mahler Resurrection Symphony with this orchestra and chorus, Sir George Schulte, conducting. Alexander Oliver has established himself as one of Britain's leading tenors, both in concert and opera. He was born and educated in Scotland. And bass Malcolm King was born in Surrey, England. After joining Sadler's Wells Opera Chorus in 64, became a member of the Scottish Opera in 67. Once more, our four soloists return to center stage, Lucia Pop, Mira Zakai, Alexander Oliver, Malcolm King, with our conductor, Raphael Kubelik, and James Winfield, who prepared the Chicago Symphony Chorus. Maestro Kubelik asks the chorus to stand, and now he shakes hands once more with each of the soloists. Members of the Chicago Symphony still applauding the soloists and the chorus. The orchestra stands too. As we noted before, Maestro Kubelik has recorded Mozart with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra when he was music director here from 1950 to 53, two Mozart symphonies, numbers 34 and 38. He made a number of other recordings with this orchestra which are still active in the record catalog some 30 years later, including, of course, the very famous first recording he made with the orchestra, Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, which set a new standard in hi-fi and recording of massive orchestra sound. Broadcasts of Chicago Symphony Concerts are productions of WFMT Chicago.